and then look for reggae.
Those will be listeners, Reggae Nights in Pittsburgh. But like I said, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play one more song and then we'll go for a break. Artist is called Etana, and then the song is Truly.
Truly.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Let's jump right back into the music. Let's keep it loud for this next set, at least. Some brand new music from Voodoo Records. Name of the band, The Bad Mojos. Song is Crash and Burn here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
We'll be right back. Yeah, the time to do so. Sign of a pizza. Time to do so. This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le mock!
Yeah, yeah, yeah! I work it hard to treat you right. I promised you a wonderful life, the American dream. You offer me with that proud stare, a sexy bounty with long, long hair. You're so beautiful, I can't wait till I get there. Put the boys to bed, mama, close. Power. Kick my ass and knock me out. I hit the bag and train hard for the bout. Put the boys to bed, mama, close the door. I want you.
Everywhere brings me to my knees when you're not playing fair.
From his brand new album, or I should say his latest release. It's not brand new now, but it's pretty darn close to being brand new. It's was released a little bit earlier this year. I'm talking about Thor, and the name of the track is Good Stuff. I'll talk about that a little bit more, but I want to tell you the other songs first. Before the Thor, some Generation X and Ready, Steady, Go. Played some Dead Boys in that set as well with Sonic Reducer. And some brand new music from Voodoo Records. From their compilation, To Ruin Any Party, Volume 5. The Bad Mojos with Crash and Burn. Let's get back to that Thor song. Because obviously it's about a woman named Camille who gives him the good stuff, which is nice. I actually know a Camille, so it's kind of cool. Like, hey, Camille, I know a song that has your name in it. How cool is that? Her husband's a little iffy, but you know, you get the yin and the yang sometimes with couples, right? I'm not sure in my relationship which one I am. Am I the yin? Am I the yang? I don't know. But speaking of Camille's husband, he has been begging me to take him fishing. For some reason. I don't know. I don't know why he's stuck, because I don't go fishing in the rivers in the Pittsburgh area. My fishing is elsewhere. And I'm like, you know what? You should take your son fishing. Or both of them.
I don't mean to preach a sermon, but if you've got a son, take him fishing. Take him fishing. Be his buddy while he's young. Time goes by so swiftly. Don't blow it all again. Take him fishing. Take him fishing. If you want him for your friend. I was young and so ambitious, out to climb the ladder of success. Some might say I'd done it. I gave my family everything. I gave them everything but togetherness. Now kids grow up so fast that pretty soon they're gone, off somewhere raising families of their own. So don't let there be a big long list of those little family outings that you missed. I never had time for pleasure. Now my sons are far away, and I'm wishing I took them fishing every day.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life. He laughed, clicked his heels and stared. He said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the sail. His pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Put it about here, go.
Bobby Fuller for wrapping up that set of music with the big hit, I Fought the Law. And rumor has it that the law won. I don't know. I'm just saying. Before Bobby Fuller, Jerry Reed, the Claw. Yeah, that's what he's known. That's what he was known to his friends as the Claw with his picking style. Doing his version of Blue Moon of Kentucky. Now, if my facts are correct, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Elvis did record that song, and it was like the first song of his that was played outside of Memphis. That started the exposure, the Elvis exposure, the Elvis explosion. When I played Jerry Reed's version instead. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, yeah, they made that song huge, Mr. Bojangles, and I had, and their version is so good, I had to play that version. The writer of that song, Jerry Jeff Walker, he passed away about a year ago. And we paid tribute to him about a year ago, but I just wanted to throw that back out because we still do miss you, Jerry Jeff Walker. Merle Haggard started off the entire set. Take him fishing. That's all I'm asking. Just take him fishing. Pretty soon it will be ice fishing, but, you know, take him fishing. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Taking some time out of your day, your evening, your morning, your night. To check out what the songs stuck in my head. And I'm just like, oh. Literally most of the songs tonight were just ones that all of a sudden I'm like, why am I humming that song? All right, I write it down. I better play that on my little radio program for you. If you have a suggestion or a song that's stuck in your head, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest. I say it that way because some people have asked, is there an S at the end? But no, it's just you're giving me a request at gmail.com. And I'll try to fit whatever song you're looking for in a future show the best way I can, the best way the Mockster can. I don't know why the Mockster is different than me, but I'll talk in third person. A band from the Atlanta, Georgia area back in the 1980s, and they were on DB Records. Put out an album filled with Simon and Garfunkel songs. So I wanted to kind of dip your musical ears, your listening ears, into something from the Coolies.
I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
Goth girl, what are you wearing today? Black again. Goth girl, it's such a fine day in May, but you think it's raining. One day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Goth girl, why so afraid of the sun? Do you hate the light? Girl, you should be out having fun. At home by midnight, you can try to hide behind your bangs. As you sit there on the wall and bare your fangs at men like me, but one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Stick off your mouth, goth girl. Goth girl, who is the guy on the leash? Does he wash dishes? Goth girl, he looks like Pete Murphy to me. Oh yeah, he wishes. I know he's appropriately frail, but I bet he can't afford to take you to Nine Inch Nails. I've got two tickets. One day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Super smart, you turn bad habits into art. You fake black magic accessories have cast a real spell on me. So, a goth girl, when will I see you again? It's been 2 weeks. Goth girl, I ask the rest of your friends, oh, but they don't speak to me. And one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. I'm gonna wipe the lipstick off your mouth. Goth girl. Goth girl. Goth girl. Goth girl. Goth girl.
She's the light that brightens up my day. She passes by and I can't look away. I'm in her orbit, drawn into her sway. Here and gone, I can't get her to stay. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round and around and around. Like the sun and moon, she puts me in a spin. She goes away and comes right back again. I never know just where it is she's been. It's a game she plays that I can never win. She's like a satellite. Like a satellite. I'm in a state whenever she arrives. She throws me off, it's always a surprise. I float away as I look in her eyes. She gets away, she's got me hypnotized. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round.
From his brand new CD, Working the Long Game, that's Bill Lloyd here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Satellite. Before the Bill Lloyd, John Wesley Harding singing about those goth girls. Also some Paul McCartney in there doing an Ian Dury and the Blockheads song, I Am Partial to Your Abracadabra. I believe the Blockheads actually backed him up on that, and it's a great version, and it's just great that Paul would do an Ian Dury song. How awesome is that? And the Coolies started off, speaking of bands doing songs, the Coolies doing Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound. Gets us here. We're Homeward Bound with this hour of the program. Yeah, we've got less than 10 minutes left, which means I gotta start just squeezing songs in. See if I can get three in. Do you think I can get three in before we get to the top of the hour? I'm going to do my darndest to see what I can do. Let's just keep the pop going, because that's what I do. Sometimes. Who knows what I do? Anyway, how about some music? Not new. How about some music from the 3 o'clock here on the Viva La Mock radio show?
We'll be right back.
Astronauts wrapping up that set of music, kind of tailed out with a little surf music with a Baja here on the Viva La Mach radio program. In fact, let's keep some music like that in the background while I'm telling you the other songs. Before that, the Hindu Love Gods, kind of like a side project from REM from 1986. This is before Warren Zevon was part of it, and it was them doing an original song called Narrator. And then before that, the Lipstick Killers gave us Hindu Gods of Love, and I start off the entire set. The entire set started off with the 3 o'clock with It's a Cantaloupe Girlfriend. Yeah, how about that? It's Viva La Mach. We'll be right back.
But tell me, how do you spell ukulele? How do you spell ukulele? How do you spell it? Ukulele. I know it starts with a U. Yeah. Is U for used to be, K a co-a-tree, U for up and down, that's how you strum it, see. L is for the luau, E for every girl and boy, L for licking fingers, E from eating all that poi. And that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell. That's how you spell it. Ukulele, U-K-U. To play the ukulele, is it hard to play the ukulele? Because it seems hard to play the ukulele. U-K-U-L-E-L-E. No, it's just one chord and then another. You play one chord and then you play another. It's just one chord and then another. U, K, U, A, L, A, L, A. It's like this. Spell ukulele. I forgot how you spell it. Ukulele. How do you spell ukulele? It's U, K, U, something like that. Yeah, listen here. U for used to be, K for co-a-tree, U for up and down. That's how you strum it, see. L is for the luau, E for every girl and boy, L for licking fingers, E from eating all that poi. And that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell.